The new Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced is now supercharged with CoQ10. Support your healthy CoQ10 levels and blood pressure with 2 chews a day. Visit RadioBeats.com and save 15% with promo code DEAL.
The presidential race has its first big inflection point tonight in Cleveland as President Trump and Joe Biden square off in their first debate. Often these debates are immediately forgettable events, but we also know it takes just one magic moment or one verbal mistake to be remembered for many years. Look for Biden to try to hammer home criticism of the president over the coronavirus outbreak. While I would expect Mr. Trump will go after Biden over his past record in the Senate and as vice president, there are two more debates in October as the November elections are just 5 weeks from today. As President Trump and Joe Biden take the stage in Cleveland for their first debate tonight, it's important to remember that the president has spent months basically saying Biden can barely function in public, as the president has baselessly accused Biden of using performance-enhancing drugs on stage, and led a cavalcade of Republicans in arguing that Biden is mentally unfit. What we've actually seen on the debate stage and the campaign over the last year is a much different picture, as Biden more than held his own in the Democratic debates whether it was a big group or one-on-one face-off. Some experts believe the president has made it easier for Biden by lowering the expectations so much tonight. If you follow me on Facebook and Twitter, you already know that new daily coronavirus cases have started back up again nationwide, up about 25% to over 42,000 new cases per day. Well, yesterday the White House publicly warned Americans to be ready for another jump in cases, as Vice President Pence said case numbers and infection rates are going up noticeably in 10 states. Much of the virus spread is in Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa, and the Dakotas, out west in Utah and Montana, and also in Missouri, Arkansas, and western Tennessee. Many of those places had been spared in the first two flare-ups of the coronavirus earlier this year.